said you do. You talk on the field, during the week. Think they heard you loud and clear?
A win is a win. I mean, they have a very good team. It's just, we don't get caught up in that cat and mouse game. It's, because the games aren't won or lost through the media. They're won and lost on Sunday, and that's what we focus on. So, when I was a young player like that, I mean, I barely opened my mouth. You just got to go out there and play football and not worry about the other crap that's going on.
You always surprised that there's another opponent that
kind of has to reload. That's not my problem. That's their problem. Our team is focused on the 53 guys in this locker room and what we have to do and what we stand for and what we're trying to get accomplished. And that's win one game at a time.
You're on the field, but then you came back and made the tackle on the sweep. The other side.
Well, I mean, I've seen that play over the course of my career maybe four or five times where a wide receiver lines up wide and he comes and cross in motion, they hand it off to him. So once he started motioning in, Hines is a big physical receiver who likes to run the ball, ex-quarterback. So I figured that they were going to try that play, and I was able to come and make the play along with all the other guys blowing up things to get myself as well as someone else free to make that tackle. We play Patriot football, and this is what I'm used to playing since I've been here for 5 years, going out here and not taking any crap, standing up to a big physical team like Pittsburgh and doing what we do best, and that's play sound fundamental football and very physical, and that's what we proved today. Well, everything happens for a reason. That's why, in life, you just remain humble, continue to work hard, and you be thankful for everything that God bless you with.
So much for guarantees from the opposition, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, we just went out there and executed and, just tried to do our thing out there.
A win like this against a team like that, is it more satisfying, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, they're a good football team, and so anytime you can get a win, against a team like that, it's a good deal.
All right, the Brady to Moss, back to Brady to Jabbar. That was impressive. Started up a little slow, but it was pretty impressive.
Yeah, no, it was really impressive, and, I didn't realize Tom could throw that far, and he really slinged that thing down there and made a nice play.
And I think he had maybe 4 yards in the first half. Second half, it seemed like he was going to you consistently. Was that sort of the way the game played out, or was that sort of the plan?
It's kind of the way the game played out, it's just, when you get your opportunities, take advantage of them, and, I had a big drop in the first half, and, I just got a rebound from that and come back and try and do better next time.
What's up with the stash?
It's just something I think we're bringing back, bringing back.
Looks good.
Thanks, West, buddy. Did you think those Anthony Smith comments played at all into this game today? There seemed to be a lot of talk towards him in this game.
I don't think so too much. I think we just went out there and executed our plays and we're not going to really pay attention to what anybody else says or does out there. We're just going to keep on executing and do what we do out there.
Any idea what Tom may have said to him after that first touchdown pass? Because I think Tom got in his face.
Oh, dude, I have no idea. I have no idea. You have to ask Tom.
Wes, what impresses you the most about watching Tom? So all the quarterbacks you've seen, all the things you've seen, what was the thing that causes you to adjust the way?
I looked over and saw a board on the ground trying to stretch it out, but it was no hope. But, I mean, that's a confidence booster for us. Like I said, 0-3 the night in the red area. It was a pretty good night for us, so hopefully we can build on it towards the end of the year.
You went off the field very animated, kicking the ground, hooting and hollering. Because of the emotion of that stand?
Yeah. I mean, all week, they did a lot of talking. And, we don't carry ourselves like that. We play on Sunday. We play between the lines. So, like I say all the time, and I still stick to it. Media cannot win a ball game for you. So, we let our speaking be done on the field tonight, and we did it. Not just
their team in general.
I mean, you play a game like this, emotions fly high. I mean, especially Pittsburgh coming in. Very confident, especially seeing what we did the previous 2 weeks. So we knew we had a challenge, but once again, it was in our backyard. We stepped up to it, and it's exactly the type of football game we wanted to play. You know, they pretty physical, and we pretty physical. So, you get two physical teams going at it, you're going to get some sparks out there. And what you got tonight?
One of the things that Rodney said was that after the Baltimore game, you guys might have been out physical a little bit. How do you think you guys responded to that?
I mean, I don't like those words, to be honest with you, because I'm a D lineman, and that's my game. That's my game, but whatever he said, whatever, you know, Bill said this week, and I think we took it amongst ourselves to step up this game because we knew exactly, like I said, we knew exactly what Pitt wanted to do. Smash mouth team, they don't want to sit back and throw the ball if they don't have to. You know, you've seen a couple of times when it's second and long, they want to run the ball towards the end of the game. They down, they still running the ball. So that's what they do. So it was a challenge for us, but we accepted it, and it was in our backyard. We stepped up.
Vince Wilfork, Jabbar Gaffney.
Yeah, definitely. We want to go out there and show them that they're not the only physical team in the league, you know, that we play physical too. I was in the slot. Yeah.
So Randy's wide, gets back, catches the ball off the ground.
Out the ground, threw it back to Tom, and I was gone.
When you took off downfield, I mean, you're thinking six the whole way.
Yeah, it was. I knew six because when I took off, everybody bit up. So I was just like, if you make it back to Tom, then it's going to be a touchdown.
Now, you were on the right side or the?
Yeah, the right side.
Right, so you came up. Did it seem like forever for that ball to come down?
Yeah, it seemed like it was. I was running and like, let's go, throw it up.
At what point did you look back to see where it was? I mean, was it still in Tom's hand when you
looked
back?
Yeah, it was still in Tom's hand when I looked back, and I was, let's throw it. Just throw it. It's touchdown. Yeah, I was like, throw it. Just throw it. And I mean, he made a great play with it.
What's up?
Yeah, they're a very aggressive defense, and I mean, that what makes them the best out there. I mean, they're aggressive, stopping the run and being physical. That's what they're surrounded by. That's how they play, their style of play. So, man, we just.
Jabbar Gaffney. Teddy Bruschi.
You know, the theme of the week was getting back to being a smart, tough football team. We've been doing things in the last couple of weeks that you know, that we really wanted a remedy, and I think the way we really talked about fixing those things was just being smart and being tough, because that's the way you have to be versus a team like this.
Teddy, all week in here, the theme was, what about our actions on the field through the speaking voice? You satisfied with the statement you made as a team out there?
I don't care about statements. You know, I don't care about statements. I don't care what people say. I just care what the scoreboard says. And we came away with a victory, and that's all this whole week was geared towards. I mean, not focusing on who was saying what or anything like that. It was just about doing our job.
What did you guys do to take them out of the game in the second half? It was a close game until the third quarter, and then you guys pulled away.
I think we had a couple key series that were three and out. I think we had a couple of those early that started the second half, and I think that was big because it got the ball in our offense's hands, and they were able to do things with it, and all of a sudden they put points on the board. We get three and outs, and you know, it gets them scrambling a little bit, and that's how we were able to have some success.
Did you see the play with Randy Moss back to Brady downfield? Where were you? Did you see that play develop?
It worked. You know, they. Of course, that's a play you're gonna work on during the week, and they worked on it during the week, and you know, you look at it like, all right, maybe, but you know, to see it in the game and then see it executed and to see it be successful for a touchdown was fun. That's what it was. What's that? Nah, Pep had his dirty show all over it. I think they did a great job against it, and I'll let you talk to some of those guys about that. But yeah.
What do you mean to you guys to come up being on the red zone tonight?
Oh, so big, because we've been harping on that pretty hard. You know, it's teams get down there on us, and it seems like they score. You know, and that's what we've always prided ourselves upon. I mean, you can get down here, but let's buckle down and at least force a team to a field goal. You know, and you know, to I think we stopped him to a, held him to a field goal once, and that fourth down stop was great for us. I think you could see the emotion we let out when we did that. It was something you could tell we've been focusing on, and something that we're really happy we completed.
You say that there were things you wanted to remedy. What
things? Red zone defense, winning on third down, things like that. You know, Baltimore had success with, Philly had success with. So, I mean, you may win games, but you're constantly trying to still learn. I mean, how you can get better. And they were, number one, we wanted to do better versus the run. We wanted to, you know, do better in the red area. I think we did that tonight, and have a better percentage on third down. Those are things that will continually harp even after this game going on, you know, into the late of the year and into the playoffs. I think we made progress. When it you know what it does? It feels good when you talk about things during the week and then you go out and execute them. You know, you set a goal of, okay, let's get better in the red area, let's get better on third down, and you go out there when you're supposed to perform, you only have one chance a week. So when you go out there and you do that, you know, it feels good.
Do